the first ever British aposematic cabinet minister, the first ever cabinet minister in British history whose hair is dyed a bizarre, unusual and unnatural colour, has been forced to resign because she is a liar, because she is corrupt, because she is a thoroughly dishonest woman. Imagine my shock. Imagine my shock. Of course she has been forced to resign. She's aposematic, which indicates that she is narcissistic, which indicates that she's psychopathic, which indicates that she is highly mentally unstable. Obviously, she's been forced to resign. And in this video, I'm going to look in more detail at how the signs were always there, even beyond the messed up hair. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? It really helps us vitally if you do that. And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's thejollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, where I put in-person interviews, films I'm making, where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. Louise Haig. Louise Haig, the Transport Secretary, born in 1987, has been forced to resign because it turns out she's got a criminal record for a not unserious offence. As I say, I am not shocked in any way, and the key reason I'm not shocked is because she's aposematic. She's our first aposematic cabinet minister. Now, there's lots of other indicators as well that something was wrong, but this is of course the key physical one. Aposematism in nature: if you're poisonous, you indicate to other animals that you're poisonous by having very, very bright colours, like wasps indicate. Stay away. Left-wing people are, of course, not physically dangerous. Left-wing people, on average, are physically weak. They are frightened. They are paranoid. But and for that reason, they want to indicate to people to stay away. So they pretend they're aposematic, like hoverflies pretending to be wasps. And you see them adopt very, very bright and natural coloured hair, things like this. And it's been found, as I've showed in a paper, that having a natural coloured hair, blue hair, and the blues it's called, is a sign of being mentally unstable. Why are you mentally... You're mentally unstable. You're frightened of other people. You're scared of them. You're paranoid. You want them to stay away. And so, therefore, you have very, very bright hair. At the same time, of course, you don't know who you are. You have a general sense of unhappiness. And so you want to assert a strong sense of identity. How do you do that? Very, very bright coloured hair. And finally, you're an unpleasant person. You're low in agreeableness. You hate society. You hate tradition. You hate everything around you. And so you want to upset and offend people and assert a sense of power. How do you do that? Very, very bright coloured hair. So I remember thinking immediately when she first came to prominence, once the Labour Party were elected in the summer, I thought to myself, God, here we have a cabinet minister, transport secretary, who's aposematic. There must be things very wrong with her, even by the deeply mentally unstable standards of the left in Britain. But it gets even more interesting. So first of all, we find she was born in Sheffield to trade unionist parents who sent her to a private school. Now, what is that telling you? You're a trade unionist. You're all about helping the working class. You're all about equality. But yet you send your child to a private school, going against all your principles as an activist in the Labour Party. That tells you hypocrisy. That tells you people who are virtue signalling. That tells you people who are, to some extent, high in neuroticism, mentally unstable, and therefore they adopt a false sense of self that they're morally superior by getting involved in the left. But when it comes to their own children, they're hypocritical. It's all just hollow virtue signaling. They don't really care about the poor and about equality because they send their child to a private school. And the heritability of these traits is very high. It's at least 50%. So you can see hypocritical parents, supposedly leftists, trade unionists, yet they send their child, this girl, to a private school. Consequently, because she's had every advantage in life, this posh little private school girl manages to go to the London School of Economics to read politics, one of the best universities in the country. But we don't know why. She just drops out. And it's not as though she drops out because she doesn't like the degree and she realises she's not doing an appropriate degree for her. No, no, no. She drops out and then goes to another posh university, the University of Nottingham, and does the same degree there. Why would you do that? Why on earth would you do that? Why would you drop out of a degree course? What predicts dropping out of a degree course? mental instability, you can't cope, you have a mental breakdown, or psychopathic traits, you're easily, you need stimulation, you get easily bored, you're contemptuous of other people, your parents pay for you to go to university, but who cares, you're bored, and so you drop out. That's what predicts being a university dropout, psychopathic traits and mental instability. And that's what also, of course, predicts having brightly coloured insane hair. So that's what we're seeing. And she goes to Nottingham and then just starts again doing exactly the same degree. In doing so, wasting her parents and wasting the taxpayers' money. So why on earth would you drop out of a university, a good university, very good university, and then start the same degree again, the same degree again, other than just some sort of complete mental breakdown where you can only think about yourself, or other than just narcissistically being extremely entitled and thinking, I don't like it here, I don't like being away from home, I can't cope, I'm gonna go somewhere else, I'm gonna go somewhere nearer to home. Nottingham. That's what we're seeing. Psychopathic traits and mental instability. Dropping out of university is a very, very, very significant sign of something very psychologically wrong with you, indicative of those two traits. Then what does she do? She votes for Jeremy Corbyn. She votes for Jeremy Corbyn, this extreme far-left person who takes over the Labour Party and makes it completely unelectable. She votes for Jeremy Corbyn during all of the sort of virtue-signalling chaos of that period in 2015. She votes for Jeremy Corbyn, and then she says later, of course, how convenient that she when it's not working out power-wise, that she regrets it. But of course, she gets involved in the most far-left component of the Labour Party. She even advocates that the Britain First Party should be banned. She's that extreme and that paranoid about opposition that she wants to ban the Britain First Party because they're such terrible people. They're such immoral people. They're so bad. But yet, it turns out in 2013 that she is a liar. Why is she a liar? Because she's corrupt. Because she's high in narcissistic traits, as has been shown with left-wing people. They're mentally unstable, so they adopt a morally superior false self where they're the best and better than everybody else, and they get narcissistic supply. Why? Yeah, because she's mentally... That's what she does. She's entitled. She deserves more. She deserves the best in life. So she's working for Aviva, and one day, apparently, she's mugged in the street. And a handbag is taken. And she tells the police that her mobile phone was in that handbag and it was stolen. And then she gets a replacement mobile phone. And then when the police start looking into it, and the mobile phone, her mobile phone, by her, which is being tracked, is switched on, then it is realised that no, she did not lose her mobile phone. And then she is dragged before the magistrate's court and pleads guilty to fraud. Now, of course, she knows she's guilty. She said, oh, I forgot. I didn't realise. I got it wrong. No. Why did you plead guilty then? You knew perfectly well, Louise, Miss Hague, you knew perfectly well that you had your phone. Of course you did. You were born in 1987. You spent all your time on your bloody phone. You spend all your time on Twitter and Instagram and the WhatsApp app and all the other stuff. You knew you couldn't live without your phone. You knew you had your phone, but you thought you could upgrade for free and get a better one. And you didn't think you think you're so superior to everybody else. You're so much better than everybody else that it never occurred to you that these minnows, these idiots in the police, would manage to find out something as simple as that. And now it's finally come back to bite you. It's finally come back to haunt you, your criminality. Just as you are part of a government that sends people to prison for mean tweets, that sends people to prison over righteous indignation because they're upset that three little girls have been murdered by a Rwandan who seems to be an Islamist that's been covered up, by the way, living in the country, just as people can't cope and get upset and say things they regret. It turns out that you've done something you regret and you've had to resign. All you needed to do was look at her hair colour to know that this was the kind of person that you were dealing with. All you needed to do was go back through her Wikipedia entry to know that this was the kind of person you were dealing with. The archetypal labourite, narcissistic, unstable, prone to dishonesty. And now we have seen it. Seen it as clear as anything. The first aposematic cabinet minister has had to resign for corruption. Imagine my shock!
Are you ready for the future of the West?